Hi, and welcome to this preview, this free 15-minute preview of the Social Confidence course. If you do like the course, if you do like what you hear, you can get more out of it. Audios 2, 3, and 4 are guided healing things. So sure, I described some stuff in the first audio, which is you're listening to the first half of right now. But honestly, what you really want is 2, 3, and 4. They're guided healing, where I actually take you through healing some of the blocks to become more socially confident. So if you, you know, if you just listen to this audio, maybe you get something out of it, but I really recommend you jump in and you get the full course, because then you get the guided healing and that's all good. So I'll talk to you. Enjoy the course. The sky's the limit with the Social Confidence Course. Welcome to the Social Confidence Course, where we are going through guided healing, allowing you to become and reach your highest potential when it comes to social confidence and being the person who you are meant to be in social situations. Hey, Sharam Namdarian here. Welcome to the Social Confidence Course. This course, over the next 2.5 hours, we are going to break down and start to heal, well, the blocks towards social confidence. Now, I have a lot of definitions that I want to define here, but before we go into this, look, honestly, if you're listening to this, you're the kind of person that wants more from your social life. Whether you are the kind of person who has been experiencing, say, a lot of social anxiety, and you know deep down in your heart of hearts that life and your social situations should just be a little bit easier. Maybe you're already quite social and there's just some little things that you are ironing, that you want to iron out. Maybe you're just the kind of person who wants to collect them all and you're just trying to collect all the courses. Whatever journey you are on, the content that you are about to listen to over the next 2.5 hours is some of my favorite shit. Now, obviously, we are going to be talking about healing. Obviously. Obviously. But when we're talking about healing social confidence or healing social anxiety, what we're actually doing is we're looking at the blocks that stop you from being your highest self in your social life. Now, that is a very interesting phrase, because it would be easy to think that you are going to come to a course like this and hear me tell you what to do and what to say. That is, go to this person and tell them this. And that's often when you look up, say, for example, social skills online, they tell you how to act. I, on the other hand, am going to ask you how to feel. Because truth be told, you have had relationships for your whole life. Whether you have fully juiced them for the experience that they provide you is another question. That is the core of, say, for example, when I am working with someone one-on-one, like I am going to be working with you now one-on-one through these audios. More often than not, say, for example, when someone comes to me about social situations, or someone comes to me about social anxiety or relationships or whatever that may be, there is a wealth of knowledge and understanding that the person is not getting access to. And that is where we heal the blocks towards accessing that information and their perceptions about, say, social situations and all this sort of stuff. But also, when it comes to social anxiety, I want you to imagine now a situation where you are anxious in. Just imagine a situation where you're anxious in. It might be public speaking. It might be first dates. It might be being like you have to network. It might be at a bar. It does not really matter what situation. I just want you to imagine it in your mind right now. Now, imagine that anxiety that you are feeling hypothetically is not there. When we talk about social confidence, we're talking about the person you are when the anxiety does not affect you. Now, this is interesting, because if you've been like me, well, if you've had social anxiety at one or twice, like at points in your life, like me, You've been the kind of person that has tried real hard. I myself tried real fucking hard. I worked real hard at trying to work on my social skills, thinking I need to develop them, that I went out of my way to try and meet new people and force myself into weird and wonderful social situations that were honestly a little bit traumatizing for me and actually set me back. But the stuff that I'm going to share with you in this 2.5 hours changed the game for me. When I discovered emotional healing and actually realized that that's what I'd been doing with my clients anyway, and I almost exclusively shifted to working with healing, I decided one day that I was going to actually deal with my anxiety, my social anxiety. And rather than, you know, the old strategies that I used to have, which were things like, oh, you're going out to a bar, let's get hyped up. All of these weird little subconscious behaviors that I did not realize that I have. And honestly, when I work with people, again, little tiny subconscious behaviors that other people don't realize they have. We don't realize we have them until we heal them. And I'll talk about a definition for healing in a second. But this changed the game for me. Because once I actually decided I was going to heal my anxiety, it actually did not matter if I was anxious or not. And suddenly a whole new world of social situations opened up to me, new situations, new life situations, and I finally started feeling like I was the person I was meant to be, especially when it came to starting to connect with other people. Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. Who do you want to be socially? Now, I'm talking unrealistic standards and unrealistic expectations of yourself. Let's open up the door here. Let's open up Pandora's box. Let's not think about, oh, you know, that would be nice. Like, what would be nice, but right now you think is goddamn impossible? Now, I'm not talking about being manically high all the time or manically social all the time, because you'll know and you will learn, especially through this course, that accepting the highs also means accepting the lows. And having that in your life, that where you are completely comfortable being not social, actually can be quite empowering to be social. But what is your ideal self? You don't come to a course like this without an ideal self. You don't come to a course like this without thinking or feeling that you are already, that there is this idea that you have about how you should be. Because more often than not, I'm working with people privately and they're like, hey, Sharam, I'm walking down the street and I saw this situation I wanted to get involved in and I didn't. And then what happens? We tend to believe that something's wrong with us or that we were anxious. And then what happens is we start to believe that that's just who we are. We are anxious people. And while that is true, as a race, we are anxious people. When we start to tell ourselves that that's just who we are anxious people. It starts to become a way of life. And the more you look for it, the more you find it, the more you look for it, the more you find it. And then suddenly it becomes a way of life. And we just keep walking down that path. Now, the stuff that I'm telling you here today, this acts at any age. You can be young and start into it. You can be real old and start into it. It does not matter. It is never too late to actually start manifesting your highest self. And it is never too late to start manifesting your highest self when it comes to relationships. Now, before I said I was going to define the term healed, when we talk about healing social anxiety, or healing the blocks towards being more socially confident, what we're actually referring to is completing cycles. Now, I do have an online course called Introduction to Surrender, where I break this down in a lot more detail. And if you feel like you need more information, well, that's the course. It's information. But the general rule is this. Imagine for a second that you yourself are a pipe. Now, like a pipe, water goes through the pipe. Now, in this case, what's the water? The water is you, your intent, your desire, the things you want to create. In social situations, there is a pipe between you and the situation and you and the people. That is the flow of energy between you and expressing yourself and you and being, say, your highest self in that moment. Now, what a lot of other personal development things will do is they will tell you, you know, you got to willpower it. You just got to push through it. And what does that end up doing? That's like trying to force more water through the pipe. Now, when we're actually talking about healing your social anxiety and healing the blocks towards higher social confidence, instead of forcing more water down the pipe, we're actually looking at the things that block the flow. Because you are enough as you are. You are enough as you are, and sometimes that's fucking hard for people to hear. And for a lot of people, that does not make sense. But every time you do the stuff that we're about to discuss in this course, you are in some way telling yourself that you are enough as you are. You do not need to try hard, but you can be in a flowing state. That is, you are allowed to feel and to heal your blocks towards your higher social confidence, and that you already have the power to be socially confident as you are. Now, how does it feel to be socially confident? Well, to be honest, I have a little joke about this. I call it Sharam's Law. Sharam's Law is, when you go through a path of healing, it often feels different to how you expected it. Lord, it feels different to me. Be like this, the stuff that I'm sharing with you is stuff that I still do and will always fucking do for the rest of my life, because I know the sky's the limit. When you heal something, it doesn't go from like the rule is bad turns to good, good turns to great, great turns to amazing. So if it's like, oh, say you're anxious, a healed version of being anxious in a social situation might be comfortability with anxiety. A healed version of comfortability with anxiety might be actually talking to people. The healed version of actually talking to people might be making more friends. It just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. But the thing I want to get across here, and the thing that I always have to share when I'm working with people one-on-one, is that it will feel different. It will feel different because it will just flow. In fact, in many ways, you probably won't even feel it at all, because you just will be doing it. You will be flowing. The energy of your social life and your intent is the water through the pipe, and when it is unblocked, it will just flow. And here's the clincher. As you heal your relationship towards one social situation, you heal your relationship towards all social situations. For example, job interviews might have different blocks than, say, for example, catching up with friends. Now, I'm assuming here, I don't know where you are at, because guess what? I want to point this out. This is an audio. If I'm working with you one-on-one, I can ask you these fun questions in real life. But I actually don't know how deep into social anxiety you are as I'm recording this. But I don't need to know, because the stuff that we cover here works from... like from if you are like you can't fucking leave the house because you were so anxious, to you're already the life of the party and you want a little bit more. Even to the extent I have used this, I'm currently, as the time of recording this, I'm actually currently exploring the world of stand-up comedy. I am using this to not only open myself up to more networking situations, but I've also coached other comedians in their blockages towards the stage, towards connecting with other people and being funny. This shit is interesting. It is interesting because it's so fucking simple. So when we look at the blockages, when we look at the blockages towards higher things and higher social life, how do we heal those blockages? How do we pull out the gunk that is stopping the actual flow of water, of pipe, of energy in your social life from actually flowing? How do we pull that out? Well, there's a simple rule, and it's one of my favorite rules in the whole thing. The best way to heal is to feel. That the reason why they are blockages is that in some way we are suppressing the emotion, we are trying to avoid it in some way. That, to be honest, the solution to anxiety is the anxiety itself. You know, when I said when I was like, oh, I'm going to have to fucking heal myself and deal with my own shit or whatever, this is what I decided. I realized I had all of these subconscious little behaviors and patterns that were designed to help me avoid feeling the anxiety. What if it was okay?